welcome everyone to
Radicast,
Impact Music Studio's first ever bi-weekly podcast for everything worship and everything musical. I am Isaac.
I am Mika.
And we're going to be your hosts for this podcast from now and forevermore. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about our thoughts on music, sound design, leadership, and just anything that comes to mind that we have an opinion on.
Yeah, we're just here to share it.
Yeah, share and have fun, right?
Yeah.
That's all that we really want to do. This is going to be our first podcast ever. We're going to kind of introduce ourselves a little bit and then talk about what our podcast is going to be about from now on. So, Mika, why don't you introduce yourself?
So, hi, I'm Mika. I'm originally from Taiwan and been in States about 10 years now. And just recently graduated from Berklee College of Music. So here I am, just want to, you know, doing the podcast.
You just want to do the podcast?
Just and the podcast? And much more. Okay. Much more.
Yeah, cool. And I'm Isaac. I've been in the States for almost all my life. I was also born in Taiwan, but I moved to the States when I was about 5 years old. So most people say it doesn't count. And then I did not graduate from the College of Berklee. I graduated from the lowly University of Maryland. No music degree.
Wow.
But I've been doing music for almost all my life since I was five, actually. And so here I am.
Yay, we're excited.
Yeah, super excited. And yeah, first, let's introduce what Impact Music Studios is, because not all of you may know what it is, before we, you know, kind of introduce more of what, who we are. So first, Impact Music Studios. For us, we want to provide a place and studio to resource, connect, and empower others to fully realize their musical vocation and passion. We're a collective, actually, for music production, training, and connection. And most of us are actually from a church called Impact Harvest Church. There are various of us that are from other music groups as well.
Yeah.
For Impact Music Studios, we want to provide services such as music production, music training, including private lessons and seminars, resourcing worship leaders and musicians. And eventually, we want to actually create a forum for connection and training to worship leaders and musicians. Yeah,
that's
from
awesome.
Impact Harvest Church and hopefully other churches as well, you know. And so that's our goal. Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
So this is our first ever podcast again. And let's kind of go over a little bit of who we are. Mika, like, what is your experience as far as either music goes or music production goes or anything like that?
I see myself more as a producer because I just like supporting other people. I want to produce people who has great passion in music, and they just need somebody to able to push them to that standard, and I see myself as a supporter in that area of expertise.
That's so cool.
Yeah. How about you, Isaac?
For me, what am I doing here? Well, I've been doing music since I was really young. You know, 5 years old, I started piano. 6 years old, I started violin. And just on and on, I've done so many instruments in my life. And just, I've been around doing music before, but I've really, really wanted to start doing production. And so recently, I've just been learning all of that just by myself, actually. But yeah, and I've been privileged to come to Impact Harvest Church, where now, you know, we're doing this
album
music
together.
Yeah, this album. Yeah. And we're doing, yeah, this project together, Impact Music Studios. Studios, I guess. I am free. Yeah, so let's look into a little bit more what Impact Music Studios is going to be about. Mika, like, what are you looking forward to as far as, you know, Impact Music Studios is concerned?
As far as I'm looking forward to, like I said, I want to be a producer because I see myself more as a supporter. And I really see the happiness of being able to help people to reach their goal.
Okay.
More to that is I see this community as a teamwork. Like, we are in this team working on this project together, or like, and just about passing message through music. And I really blessed to be in this community, able to work with so many musicians.
So, like, you really like to think about the message of the music that you're producing or that you're listening to.
Yes.
Even. Yeah. That's really cool. I haven't really thought about that yet. Like, what kind of, I guess when you're listening to music, just as a curiosity from my part, but like as you're listening to music, what are you looking for? What are you thinking about? What are you, you know, listening for?
I'm looking for what will impact me the most.
Okay.
Like I can be really impacted just because of this one sentence from the lyric.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes it can be just a simple chord progression of this chorus.
Okay.
And that will impact me a lot. And also it can be a very simple melody, and it can just be in my mind for the whole day and my mind just constantly thinking about this melody because I think it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Every time when I think about that, it really makes me think about who the composer would be like.
Okay.
It reflects a lot about the composer.
Right. Uh-huh.
And that amazes me.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing that music is like something that's been always with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we really receive a lot through the message.
Yeah.
And from the melody, it doesn't have to be. Sometimes it doesn't have to be a song that has lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It just moved you.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, it's true. Like when you know, I think that's why we all like music, right? It's something that doesn't have to be verbal. It doesn't have to be even obvious when it's verbal. But you know, we take a lot from music. Whether you know, I like to sing that song. You had a bad day. You taking one, right?
Yeah.
And it's not really it's not really us. You know, like a meaningful song, except that you know the melodic content and the you know some of the lyrical content. I guess it's like it's very catchy and it really helps when you're having a down day or just even having a bored day.
Yes,
you
know, so. Yes. Yeah. So how about you, Isaac? How has music impacted you or influenced you? You know, in your life.
Yeah, I guess music's been in my life since I was really young. My parents, they're pastors and worship leaders at their own church. And so when I was born, you know, I was born into music, basically. My dad told me that actually on the way home from the hospital from when I was born, like they were playing this old Vineyard song. And it was, I think it was the song, For You Alone Deserve All Glory. And that song has stuck with me like all my life.
Wow.
When I was in, I think, high school, this was years after I stopped kind of following like Vineyard type music, and I just heard that melody and it just brought me to tears. You know, and it's like it's just some music has just had such an impact on my life, and it's just been the thing that really moves me the most, probably out of everything else in life. And so yeah, I love music. I love what it can do. I think, I don't know, there was some artist, I think, I forgot his name now. He's super famous and I'm just not remembering, which is probably not great for this podcast. But he said that, you know, if I can make music to make you cheer for the president, what kind of beat or what kind of music can I create to make you throw a rock? Right.
Wow.
And so it's like music is so powerful. You
yes,
know, it has
definitely.
So much movement. It has so much momentum. It has so much influence on our lives. And just, you know, it could be unconscious or it could be really conscious, you know, of just, you know, being political commentary or whatever. But it just has such an impact on our lives that it can cause us to be motivated to do things, good or bad.
Definitely,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be bad. You know, it doesn't have to be throwing a rock. But yeah, like it's just so powerful. And I love that about music. I love that about music, that we can really hear, kind of like what you were saying, like hear the artist's heart, hear the artist's intentions, and just really get to know somebody even through their music and through what they put out in that. So,
and music can relate to people, even to people we don't know.
It's so true, yeah.
So what is the message for me is that how we do music also reflect on how we can relate to people. And that really, really sometimes it just amazes me that we might not know each other, but if we like same music, it immediately we connect, we click, you know, because there's so much to talk about when we like music in certain genre or certain style or certain beats.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how this simple thing can mm-hmm. just make people relate.
Yeah, it's so interesting because that just reminds me of where I guess back when I was in school,
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, it can help, music can help you relate, but also can help you, like, or can keep you from relating, right?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, there's
yeah,
always
definitely.
Almost like musical cliques, you know,
yes.
like, you know, you're into this genre of music mm-hmm. or into this artist.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear you talking about this artist, it's like, oh no, I don't know enough about that yeah. artist. Oh no, I suddenly feel distance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, music is such a great unifier, not necessarily divider in that way, but mm-hmm. like a unifier of people, of, you know, coming together with the, you know, with similar taste or mm-hmm. relatability.
Yes.
And just be able to kind of, yeah, like you said, like relate to each other
yep.
in that way. It's so powerful.
Yeah, and it's really a personal thing from mm-hmm. my perspective. And you don't have to have a like professional musical training background. Like, you don't have to have
yeah.
very strong training.
Uh-huh. Kind of like
still,
you, right, Mika?
You can know. You can still, you know, like, exactly. I mean, I was saying that, like, you, like, are, like, a lot of people that we know
mm-hmm.
that's around us, they don't have really strong musical training,
mm.
but they have the passion. And this passion is the key for them to create music, and
mm.
it touches people's life.
Mm. Yeah, that's so true.
So I think music is in everybody.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, I heard people saying, oh, music is not me. I like listening to music, but, you know, I'm just not into it. But
mm.
it's just they didn't really dig out that potential.
Mm.
If they like to hear music, they like music.
Right,
they
yeah.
they have that music potential in them.
Yeah.
It's just they
That's so good.
For some reason, they don't have the, they didn't spend time or really see themselves
mm-hmm.
in that perspective.
Yeah, that's so good. So I'm actually curious now, that now that you said that, given that you do have a degree
yeah.
From Berkeley, actually,
yeah.
You know, so that's super prestigious, right? That would be, you know, the dream of a lot of musicians,
yeah.
actually, to get a degree from such a
mm-hmm.
prestigious college. And so given that you said that, you know, like, what do you value some about your degree? Like, what do you feel like you really learned, what you got from being at a university that was
mm-hmm.
concentrated on helping musicians and learning about music?
What I've really learned
mm-hmm.
from after like this years of in Berkeley is that I learned to be more humble of
okay.
myself.
Wow.
Because, like, imagine if you are in a group of people where you are the only person who know how to play key.
Mm-hmm.
You probably will be the best pianist or best guitarist in this community because
mm-hmm.
you are the only person that know these instruments.
Mm.
But you are being, if let's say you are throwing to a community where there's so many people
yeah.
are so talented
yeah.
and they are so passionate about their music, and they try everything they can to be successful in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see myself being the best anymore.
Mm.
And that really motivated me because I met a lot of that inspired me so much, like composer, performers. They are so humble and
mm.
they are just have only one goal, is to able to have a little, each day, little achievement.
Wow.
From where they are right
mm.
now. So I really learned
That's
to
so cool.
be humble.
Mm.
Humble is one of the things I really learned, and I value that so much because there's not much for you to be brag about. Like, even though I graduate from Berkeley, but I know I still have my weakness
mm.
and I'm trying every day to push to be better,
mm.
to overcome that weakness each little by little.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because I guess that was the last thing I actually expected you to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just because I guess thinking about people who've been in university
mm-hmm.
system, there's a temptation, I guess, to come out of it thinking like, oh, I'm so good. You know, I've
yeah.
got the degree now.
Yes.
I've got this. I've got this. I've got this.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that you learned was actually humility. You're like, you aren't necessarily the best, but not even that, but just an attitude of, you know, I can learn, right?
Yes.
I can grow.
Mm-hmm.
There's more that I can do,
mm-hmm.
Which is that's really cool. Yeah.
And music is a never end career.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a not a career, but music is like a never end field
mm-hmm.
until you die, you would go to heaven, or, you know, it's like you keep learning. It's never stop, you know.
Yeah, and there's music in heaven too, so it's literally never ending.
Yeah, it's
so.
Like never end.
It's gonna be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, how about you, Isaac? What are you looking forward to in this Impact Music Studio?
I think I'm actually quite similar. Like in my, I guess, what I'm looking forward to. And I really, really like collaborating with people.
Mm-hmm.
I found that. I can be sort of motivated by myself, but I'm much more motivated when I'm with a group of people. Yeah. And I love working with people who really like what they do, especially in creative arts. You know,
yes.
I've done some audio work with a few independent small short filmmakers and just being on set with them, or just like working with bandmates and everything like that. And I love collaborating with musicians and everything. And just artists in general, and so I think for me, I'm really looking forward to tapping into the potential of Impact Music Studios.
Wow.
You know? And just because we have so many artists here at the church, Impact Harvest Church, we have, you know, we don't only have musicians, we have visual artists. There you go. That would be the thing. We have some, you know, filmmakers actually and producers.
Wow.
And just so many different kinds of talents, like fashion. I'm really looking forward to, just in the music part, just being able to tap into that and kind of collaborating with and working with so many musicians, helping them to create what they want, you know, what they really are envisioning for their lives and everything like that. Just, you know, just working with them and seeing them kind of, you know, I guess this is the Christian way of saying it, but bear fruit in that, you know, just seeing their vision come alive, seeing them come alive.
Yep.
And that's really kind of what gives me a lot of, I guess, energy. A lot of times I just love waking up and think, oh, I'm going to work with this person today. Like today, I'm going to work with Mika on this podcast today. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And it's going to be so much fun.
And for the part where you say collaboration, it really makes me feel like collaboration is also another way to really see how much you can grow. Because like I can learn a lot through you, and then you can also learn something from me.
I hope I can learn something through you, you know, like I hope I can yes. learn something from the all might. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, it's like collaboration is also a thought of sharing ideas together.
Yeah.
And the most amazing part is that we're not working for ourselves. We are working for something higher goal.
Yeah.
And that is really something that we find it rare, especially in this industry, because a lot of people are focusing on me. You know, I am the main singer, or I am the main person who will be in the album. So a lot of things is about this person. But when you say collaborating, then the purpose change.
Yeah.
It's for higher goal. Like, we want this to work.
Yeah.
So it's not about me anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's about how we can work together to make this album or anything or whatever we're working to work.
Yeah. That actually reminds me of what our pastor actually said, I think yesterday. He was talking about, he was at some sort of a training or whatever. He was saying how, I think it was John Maxwell that said that significance is not adding value to yourself, it's about adding value to others.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's so true. A lot of times we think about significance as, or at least I do, I have a temptation to think significance is, am I significant? Right? Am I doing something? Do I have value, right? But actually, significance
is... You do have value, exactly.
Thank you. I received that. yes, I have value. But significance is adding value to other people, right? It's not necessarily about ourselves. I mean, of course, we want to use what we have to add value to other people.
Yep.
But it is about adding value to them. It's about them. Mm-hmm. It's helping other people. And so, yeah, that's really good. Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, with such a, I guess, a greenhouse, a talent almost, that we have here, it's going to be so much fun just to collaborate and to work with all our musicians, maybe musicians from other areas as well.
Yeah. Give me peace when I hear
So let's actually just talk about what this podcast is going to be about and what we want to achieve with it. Now, to our listeners out there, this podcast that we call Radicast is actually going to be only a small part of Impact Music Studios. It's going to be a bi-weekly podcast discussing leadership, musicianship, music in both secular and worship contexts, music production in general, and some of the announcements that we have for Impact Music Studios, of what we're going to be doing and events that are coming up, as well as for Impact Harvest Church.
Yeah.
Is going to be coming through this podcast. And of course, the going-ons of Impact Music Studios, what we're making, what we're creating, you know, some of the demos that we're going to be doing is also going to be coming through this podcast as well for our listeners to hear, to see what we're up to.
Yeah.
And so Mika, why did you decide to join us for this podcast?
I really see myself having the blessing of receiving a lot of knowledge and experience in music, in this music journey. And I just want to share my experience to people, especially for people who has that passion but don't know where to start, because they might think that, oh, I don't have that training, I don't have that background, I don't have that, I don't have this. But this is not about how much you need to have. I mean, we do need some basic training, but that's not the main thing. The main thing is like just having that passion and then to start.
Yeah.
And I really want to use my experience to encourage people to start. Just maybe can be just some words.
Yeah.
And it can be a very beautiful lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I'm joining the podcast, because I really want to encourage people, and especially to people who don't really know where to start.
Yeah, so you feel like in our podcast, as we talk about, you know, music production, or, you know, worship music or anything like that, you really want to help people who are just getting started.
Yes.
Okay.
So how about you, Isaac? What do you want to, why do you want to start this podcast?
For me, starting this podcast was kind of an exercise to help get kind of like our production juices flowing. I was talking with a mutual friend of ours, and because we haven't had much experience before on our own producing our own music, we've had, you know, collaborations with artists and producers outside of Impact Harvest Church, but we've never done anything ourselves. And so this was really more of me thinking like, oh, how can we kind of get into it more, practice producing, practice mixing, practice arranging or whatever, just the, like, sound engineering in a sense. And so I thought of doing a podcast because, you know, podcasts generally are pretty light in terms of production work, but it can really help us to kind of gravitate our abilities and our talents and hone them a little bit. And so I thought, yeah, let's do the podcast. And then as I thought about it more, I started thinking, oh, actually, we could just do this as a, you know, kind of helping to, if anyone wants to follow us, if anyone wants to support us, it could be a thing where we could help talk to them or tell them about what we're doing in it and what we're going to be working on at Impact Music Studios. And so it started from there, and then it kind of escalated a little bit. And then I started, of course, I'm a very big dreamer kind of person. And so I started like thinking about, oh, we could do this with the podcast. Oh, we could do this with the podcast. Yeah. And that's when, you know, I started asking around.
Yeah.
And of course, that's when you joined me. And we started thinking, okay, let's do this. You know, let's actually get this podcast on the road instead of just talking about it, right? Yeah. And so,
that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. This is definitely something new that I've never done before. You know, I've done small album projects and everything like that before. I've done my own kind of production work with music, but I've never done this before. So this is really exciting, and this is really new for me. And I'm super excited about what we're going to be doing here. And so for all you listeners out there, some of the topics that we're going to be covering in our podcasts, we are going to, of course, being that we're a part of Impact Music Studios, we are going to talk about music production. You know, all of us here are really not only wanting to get into music production ourselves, but a lot of us have a lot of background knowledge about music, and a lot of us are really well-resourced in terms of production.
Yes.
And so we're really looking forward to talking about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I guess in another sense, this podcast is like going to be kind of our dump, right? This is going to be where we dump information, we just like chit-chat and just put it out there.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. But we're also going to start talking about worship in general. And music in general, just because that will relate to music, right?
Yeah.
That will be something that we'll probably spread our interests into. And just because all of us have been around music for such a long time that, you know, it'll be a natural kind of flow to us.
Yep.
And then additionally, we'll probably start talking about leadership and worship, especially worship leadership and music leadership as well. Those are the topics that we're starting with, of course, but we might go to mm-hmm. some other things. I mean, I don't know if... You know, Mika, do you have anything in mind that you would want to talk about from here?
Basically, that covers a lot of what I wanted to share already.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. And we can definitely work in depth of those topics that you just talked about. Just keep sharing our experience, I guess.
Yeah, definitely this podcast is going to be a work in progress, right?
Mm-hmm.
As we get better, as we get more experience, mm-hmm. we're going to be able to talk about more things. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just talking about a little bit earlier, like even if we make like a mistake in our production, we'd love to talk about it with each other and of course our listeners, just like kind of problem solve through our dialogue and just let you guys know what we're going through and what we're working on.
Yeah.
As far
and
as
plus occasionally we probably will have featuring speakers.
Yeah, definitely.
That's definitely probably a worship leader or, you know, that also related to music, mm-hmm. worshiping and in a lot of ways that they can share their points of view. Not mm-hmm. just like us, you know. We will occasionally, you know, invite speakers.
Yeah, we don't want our listeners to get bored of our voices only, right?
yeah,
so let's talk about actually what the specifics of some of the segments that we're mm-hmm. going to go into for this podcast. Of course, at the beginning of every podcast, since this is a bi-weekly podcast, at the beginning we're going to be talking about our weeks and like how mm-hmm. we've been doing, what we've been doing, and just some off-topic stuff probably is gonna happen, and just, you know, what's on our minds since it's been 2 weeks since we met up, talked about anything as far as podcast is concerned. And then our second segment for every podcast is going to be a topical one. We're mm-hmm. going to be discussing something like musical education or musical production mm-hmm. or mixing, stuff like that.
And then we kind of like discuss mm-hmm. about things that we heard or we have read and our past and experience, interview, etc. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Like we're going to be talking about, you know, if we read an article, right?
Yeah.
We're really passionate about or that we really find really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it might not be, you know, necessarily music production related, but it will be, you know, something that's on our minds that we really, really want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, articles that we've read, our past experiences. In this segment, we might also be inviting guests in to interview.
Yes.
You know, our church is quite connected with some big name producers that we would love to invite in and just kind of pick their brains.
That would be great. That would be amazing that they would be able to come in and just tell us what difficulties they encounter and how they solve those problems, you know.
Yeah, their problem solving is probably going to be our problem solving, right?
Yes, yes, because
stepping
it's
stones.
All about problem solving.
Yeah. Sounds like my computer programming class all over again. Typically, that is what we're going to be talking about. If there's any problems that we do encounter, either during our production time mm-hmm. or just things that we see, that we read about, we probably will come onto the mics and just talk about, how do we solve this problem?
Yes.
How would, if we encountered it, or that now that we're encountering it, what are we going to do, or how did we solve it?
Mm-hmm.
Just for, you know, kind of our listeners to kind of glean from and learn from, so you guys don't, you know, need to make the same mistakes that we do, which will be amazing. Yeah, and so that's going to be the second segment. And then the third segment of our bi-weekly podcast is going to be about what we're working on at Impact Music Studios. And so currently, you know, we're working on an album. We'll be talking about demos. We'll be showing you guys demos, rather. We might be talking about the demos, but of course you guys would want to listen to it.
While you guys are listening, we can talk about the demos.
Yeah, definitely. Like what we were thinking when we, you know, did specific parts. If there's one person that worked really hard on a specific song or wrote the song, we probably like, you know, talk about their ideas and inspirations.
Definitely inspiration. I think we can definitely show what's the meaning behind this piece.
Yeah, music. Yeah, that's that'll be so good. You know, like to have. Yeah, that's really good. Actually, I should make a note of that on our segments parts. And yeah, just things that we listen to and watch during the week about music production, we will probably apply during this segment as we listen to the demos and what we're working on. And then the fourth segment is going to be a kind of
favorite worship song.
Yeah, or resource of the week, right?
Wow.
That's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah, all of us are listening to things and watching things, and we're all inspired by a lot of the things that we're keeping current with. Mm-hmm. So in order to kind of help us keep current as a collaborative or collective, as part of Impact Music Studios, to keep us current and to help us to resource other people, or you, our listeners, will highlight a song or resource for the week. Now, we'll talk about why we like it, what it made us feel, what it taught us, you know, all those kinds of things. These things can be a song, a resource.
A book.
Yeah, a book, definitely. Or books that, you know, we've read or that we've heard about.
Yes.
And then, you know, albums that we're inspired
definitely
by.
Definitely, and albums, yeah.
Yeah. It'll be just something that you can probably click to just be, let's see what is the thing that's really inspiring us for these past 2 weeks that we're going about. And then the last thing to kind of close out our podcast every 2 weeks is going to be announcements. And so basically things that are going to be coming up, events that are going to be happening for Impact Music Studios.
Yep. And even at Impact Harvest Church.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be talking about, you know, conferences, events, retreats, seminars that we might be doing, or, you know, anything else that we would have. And during this time, we'll also, if we invite a guest onto the podcast, we'll definitely probably advertise them, you know, help market them in our podcast, and try to, if their name is not already out there, help our listeners to kind of get to know them and see what they're up to. And yeah, that's going to be our podcast every 2 weeks.
Yeah, so that's great. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to our podcast, you know, bi-weekly section.
Yeah.
And yep.
Definitely looking forward to those segments every 2 weeks. And we can't wait to get, to let our listeners really get into those as well.
Getting to know us and know Impact Harvest Church and Impact Music Studio.
Yeah.
My God, I trust in you.
As promised just now, we're going to go into a demo of what we've been working on. As part of this podcast, we're going to go into, we're working on a new album for Radical Jam, as our worship band collective is called. And here is that demo. Thank you. And that was the demo of a song that we are going to have an instrumental that we're going to have as part of our new album for Radical Jam.
What's
called We Are the Temple.
Yeah, We Are the Temple.
And We Are the Temple is going to be a lyrical song, but mm-hmm. afterwards it's going to be that instrumental that you just heard. So.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah.
So Isaac, I know that you're the one that arranged this song. So I just have a question for you. When you arrange this song, what is your approach, and like how do you like what comes to you first when you arrange this song, this specific song?
Well, for this specific instrumental, Andy, our boss, he came up to me and he asked me to do an instrumental for the end of We Are the Temple, and after I heard it, we first recorded the part with the singer, which our listeners haven't heard yet. But that part was kind of, after it ended, he asked me to kind of just take it and find inspiration to do an instrumental. And so what I did was I took a very, very simple kind of piano line and I just recorded it and I kind of looped it. And then I kind of layered it, thinking about like, okay, what can I add to the sound to make it sound like something in my head? So what I took it kind of inspiration from was this band called This Will Destroy You, and they have this track called Happiness that they did, I think, way long time ago. And I really, really liked the ambiance and the kind of the big vastness of feel of that song or of that instrumental piece. And so I try to emulate that kind of sound. And so that's how I thought of how can I add to this piano sound. I want to add this to it. I want to add this synthesis part to it. I want to add this acoustic guitar part to it. I want to add this electric guitar part to it, just to make it sound bigger and bigger and bigger. And I realized that as I was working on it, I wanted to make it sound like you're halfway between the sea and the sky, and there's just this huge vast openness before you. And you can hear the waters, you can hear like the echo of the sky. And I kind of wanted to just portray that in this instrumental.
Wow, that's so good.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
So good. Yeah, I totally reflect that. You I can feel it.
Sweet.
You know?
All right.
that's awesome. Like it's I think it's important for musician especially when we start working on a song. And I don't know if Andy give you specific direction for what he wants to have in this particular song, but if let's say we have more rooms and flexibility to create stuff or create something that even better, I think it's really important to have that visual, you know, because
totally.
A lot of things that come from whether you can create a visual through lyrics. It can be from lyrics, or it can be just from a sound choices, the sound that you choose.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy didn't give me a particular like rule set of things to do. He didn't tell me like this is what I wanted to sound mm-hmm. like or anything like that. And so there was actually a lot of creative freedom in that, and so I was able to kind of gear myself towards like mm-hmm. what do I want it to sound like, or what do I think, you know, of this song that says, you know, we are the temple and, mm. and everything like that. So
yeah, that's amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah. So do you think it's easier for you, let's say like for this song is specifically mm-hmm. assigned to you, mm-hmm. so do you think it's easier for you to have a reference give you a specific direction on in terms of what this song will be like, mm-hmm. or you prefer to have the room to use your creativity?
I think for me, just in terms of my own workflow, I prefer to, if someone is giving me something that they want me to arrange or they want me to add to, I prefer for them to give me a reference.
I see.
Because I'm not that person, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on inside their minds mm-hmm. when they're arranging a song or they're coming up with a song or creating something. And so for me, it's just much easier to, if they have a reference, that I can listen to the reference and get closer to what they have in their head mm-hmm. when they were arranging or creating the song. And as I add to it, it'll sound more like what they referenced, which is probably close to their head, close mm-hmm. to what they want in their heads. And so if someone's giving something to me, definitely having a reference is much easier than having to start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, my personal kind of taste in terms of, or workflow, I guess, in terms of if I'm creating something, if I am writing something, I actually prefer to kind of just flush everything out of my head. Either I've been, you know, if I've been listening to a lot of Christian radio in the past few weeks, like if I'm sitting down to create, I would try to flush all the songs out of my head so that I can kind of create with more without I find myself trying to sound like them if I create that way, if I don't flush it out. And so because they're on the radio, right, and they have this specific sound that was perfected, and in my ears it sounds really, really good. And I try to start emulating them and try to start doing what they did. But that really limits kind of that creative flow that, at least for me, that I have. And so for me, if I'm just doing my own stuff, I try to kind of just flush everything out. I try to find a sound either on a keyboard or on a piano or in my computer that sounds really like inspiring. And I just go with it. I create a melody out of it, and then I start adding to it, and I start, you know, doing beats to it and everything like that.
That's good to know.
Yeah, two different approaches.
Yes.
Just
but definitely
that's just, you know,
two different. Like, but I really agree on what you said. Like, it's easier if somebody assign us.
Yeah.
It's easier when somebody assign us a reference or, mm-hmm. and for this particular song that he want us to arrange.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, we don't want to like keep working on Sandy, and it would be. Probably it would not be something that he like, this
right.
person like.
Yeah.
So our taste can be very different from this person's taste.
Yeah.
So it's easier. Usually what I do is I will ask a couple reference songs mm-hmm. that he like, and so that I have a bigger picture
mm-hmm.
of what the song will be.
Right.
Will go into a certain direction.
Yeah. Like I found that, you know, at least in my past experiences, a lot of times when someone doesn't give me a reference, I'll start playing
mm-hmm.
and then I'll give them the recording and they'll come back to me and be like, no, that's not really it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
And I'll do something like it, and then I give it back to them and they come back to me again. They'd be like, no, that wasn't really what we were looking for.
Yeah.
And so I would kind of be at a loss, be like, well, you didn't give me a reference.
Yeah,
so
exactly
I don't really know what it sounds like.
What exactly do you yeah. want? You know?
Yeah. So it's much, much easier working with someone else if they
yes.
give me a reference to go off
yeah,
of.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So I'm curious, you know, not to toot my own horn or anything like that, but I'm really curious about, I guess, when you first listened to this instrumental, like what was your reaction? You know, what were you feeling? What were you thinking either about the song or
mm-hmm.
did it make you feel anything or anything like that?
Yeah, when you showed me the demo, I was really amazed by the quality. And
thanks.
First, that's why I asked you, oh, what did you use and blah blah blah, and so I asked you a few questions. But I was really amazed by the quality that even this is only a demo. And plus, like, the sound choices that you pick is really matches the lyrics from what I know. So we haven't heard the lyric because it's not finalized yet, so we didn't play just now, but but when I heard the lyrics and with Johnny's voice, the song is perfectly, you know, sync with each other.
Sweet.
Yeah, so, and plus when, and then after you have mentioned that the visual that you portray through this song, I think that's so wonderful because it really create that images that you wanted to be there, like the sea, the sky. And I think that's really showing that to me, because that's something that I heard too when I heard the demo. Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's very good. That's why I said that you really did really well for in terms of the song, the sound choices and the arrangement, because probably you already have that visual, so it will be also easier for you to pick the sound. I think that is also part of the advantage that we have, is once we have the sense of what we want to go, where do we want to go through this song. I think it will be easier for us to choose the song because there are so many sounds that are there out there. Which one is the right one?
Yeah, that's definitely a conundrum, I guess. And definitely having a visual for, like, this is how I want it to, it's like taste, you know, like this is how I want it to taste.
It's a lot of has to do with taste.
And so, like, being able to have that kind of helps you discriminate between what would match that visual and what would be completely not with that at all. So cool, thank you.
No problem.
All right, so next we're going to move on to a couple of resources that we found that probably would help anyone. This week, at least, I found a couple that would help anyone with doing recordings or getting started with recordings. If you don't know these resources yet, these are actually really, really good. Both of them are from YouTube. The first one is called Pensado's Place, and it's a YouTube channel by this guy named David Pensado, and he is
he's awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing. Award-winning producer. Yeah.
He has a lot of experience.
Yeah, a lot of years and years and years of experience, and just, like, he talks about his tips, his mistakes even, and just, like, things that to help improve in terms of even workflow in a studio environment. So that's definitely something that we would recommend, Pensado's Place. And he does it all for free. All of his YouTube videos are just up there. They're free. There's no need to.
Right.
Yeah, just subscribe to his YouTube.
Just subscribe.
But there's no cost with that, of course. And so it's not part of, like, the new YouTube Red thing or whatever. At least as far as I know, it's not part of it. And the second one I have on here is The Recording Revolution. And that channel is was started by a guy that just kind of...
It's also from YouTube channel, right?
Yes, it's also a YouTube channel. And he started it as kind of... The Recording Revolution.
I subscribed that too.
Yeah, it's really, really
good.
There's
a lot of mixing tips from his video, right?
Yes, yeah, there's
a lot
of recording tips, a lot of mixing tips. And he's just a guy that he's just a really well-rounded guy that it's kind of he's kind of taking the idea of recording as a home project into reality. And so helping people who are just starting out.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Dave Pensado, he's been in the business for years on years on years. But this guy at the Recording Revolution, he's really doing it, you know, as part of, I think he set up his studio in his garage or something like
that. Yeah, that's what I like about him is, All the things that he taught is doing at home. You don't need to go to a professional mixing mastering room to create to do mixing. You know, all these things that, and he has like, oh, you don't have to get this specific reverb or delay or something, but you can choose other stuff. But then the way that he did it is the same. So you just have to learn that skill.
Yeah.
but then you can have different plugins and it apply to many plugins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's definitely, you know, these two things, definitely for people who are starting out, mm-hmm. as far as studios is concerned. And of course, if you're really experienced, I think they would both actually be really, really helpful.
Yeah.
So those are the two resources that we recommend.
You delight in me, even in my weakness. You rejoice over me.
And now it's come to the point in our podcast where we do some announcements.
Yeah.
The first announcement is, of course, that Impact Music Studios, we're working on an album for Radical Jam, mm-hmm. from Impact Harvest Church.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. We're aiming for the summer, a summer release, and we really, really hope to get it done by then. We've been working actually on this album for about 8 months now,
mm-hmm.
Kind of pre-planning and then arranging and then recording and mixing and all that kind of stuff. We're still looking to do some final touches and some actually we are going to do some rewrites on some of the songs.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're definitely aiming for a release soon. We'll keep you guys posted on that as the weeks go by. And so now we've come to that time of the podcast where we connect you with everyone you've been listening to today. My name is Isaac. You can find me at www.ichthyoid.com. You can also listen to me on my SoundCloud channel at www.soundcloud.com/ICHTHYOID. And of course, my YouTube channel is the same thing, youtube.com/ICHTHYOID. And again, if you want to find me on Twitter, it's going to be the same thing. My Twitter handle is going to be at ICHTHYOID. In case you're wondering what that is, it's pronounced ichthyoid. And that's it. So, yep. How about you, Mika?
Hi, I'm Mika. So you can find me at our Impact Music Studio website. And our website is music.loveimpact.net. You can contact me through the artist page.
Yep. And thanks for listening to the first episode ever of Radicast.
Yay.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information about who we are and what we do, please visit music.loveimpact.net. And we're going to be working on a Patreon page so that if you want to, you can support us monetarily.
Please consider supporting us.
Yeah, definitely. We would love to hear feedback from you guys regarding this podcast or anything else related to Impact Music Studios.
Yes.
And we look forward to casting with you next week. Have an amazing day.
Have an amazing day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Lord.